Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with my teaching titled The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching is an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior if we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a godly example of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. I began this teaching on August 25th, 2021. So if you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching, or you would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We started examining the fruit of the born-again spirit of man as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the fruit of love. I will reread my definition from the New Webster's Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Keep in mind that fruit requires growth and development. The fruit of the born-again spirit must be nurtured with God's word and given time to develop by using that particular fruit in your everyday living. The more we use love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the greater that attribute or character of God will grow in us. And we know from God's word that these attributes bring life more abundantly and not death. As a reminder, these fruits are deposited into our spirit at the time of salvation in Jesus. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong, because we know that Satan is running this corrupt world system, and he has deceived the world to be his tools of destruction. Therefore, Christians must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and not this corrupt world system. I will be reading from the New King James Bible for the following passages. Please turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 10 through 15. Verse 10 says, "In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." Verse 12, "Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Amen. Now, family, I do want to go back to verse number 10 and just emphasize the last part of verse 10, which says, "Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother." Love is God, and we as his children bought by the blood of Jesus must learn how to operate in the God kind of love. When we do, we will exhibit God in this earth realm to those who need the light in their life. Verse number 11, I want to go to the very last part of that verse. It says, "We should love one another." We should love one another. And then verse 14, I want to reread the whole verse for emphasis. It says, "We know that we have passed from death to life. That happened when we accepted Jesus as our Savior and Lord, because we love the brethren." We love the brethren because Jesus first loved us, and it is his love that abides in us. He who does not love his brother abides in death. So family, our marching orders is love one another. As we have heard from the scriptures, love is not merely a feel-good emotion. Rather, the God kind of love demonstrates compassion and service to others. As children of the Most High God and followers of Jesus Christ, we must live a lifestyle of love every day. We must go about doing the work of the Lord, which is teaching, preaching, and healing the sick. When we do, we will show by our actions that love never fails. All right, praise the Lord. Let's continue with the second fruit of the born-again spirit, which is joy, as listed in Galatians chapter 5. I will define the word joy from the New Webster's Dictionary. Joy means to rejoice, excitement or pleasurable feeling caused by the acquisition or expectation of good, gladness, pleasure, delight, exaltation, exhilaration of spirits, the cause of satisfaction and happiness. As Christians, we have much to be joyful about in Jesus, because when we accepted the gift of salvation, all of our sin, past, present, and future, were washed away with His blood, and we have eternal life in Him. It is the joy of the Lord that is our strength in the good times and challenging times, because we know that our God will never leave us nor forsake us. We have the solution to every issue of life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Here is a supporting scripture for my comment. Please turn to the book of Titus. We're going to read Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. Verse 4 says, "But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit." Remember, family, it is through the Holy Spirit that draws people to Christ, and that Christ is our Savior and Lord. He leads us to the gift of salvation. Let's go on to verse number 6. It says, "He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to do good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. All right, let me go back to verse number 5. I want to emphasize that second sentence in verse 5 that says, "He," referring to our Heavenly Father, Savior Jesus Christ, "washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit." So when we accepted the gift of salvation, that took place in the spirit realm for a new birth and a new life. Then in verse number 7, it says, "Because of His grace, He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." Then in verse number 8, the last part of that scripture says, "All who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These things are good and beneficial for everyone." So our job is to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others, to bring them to Christ. Amen. Let's go to the Holy Bible and read what God has to say about joy. I will be reading from the NIV Bible. Let's start with the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 23, verses 24 and 25. Again, Proverbs 23, 24, 25 say, "The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful." Let's go to the book of Psalm. I want to read Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 100, 1 through 5 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs." Verse 3, "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen and amen. For emphasis, I want you to go back to verse number 3. I want to reread verses 3 and 5. Verse 3 says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We are His family." That should give you joy unspeakable, full of glory. Go to verse 5. "For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen. We can count on the Lord who loves us. We can count on His faithfulness, and it does not cease. All right, let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, one verse, verse 10. Isaiah 61:10 says, "I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of His righteousness." Now, this word righteousness means right standing with God. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Now, I want you to take note, listener, about salvation, because salvation is given to us by the grace of our Heavenly Father, and it comes through accepting Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Salvation affords us deliverance from sin, safety from harm, preservation from evil, soundness of mind, and health, and healing for our physical bodies. So we have much to be joyful about. Let's go to Luke chapter 10. We're going to read verses 18 through 20. Jesus is speaking. Luke 10, 18, 20 says, "He," Jesus, "replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." Verse 20, "However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. We have eternal life in Jesus." Amen. Family, we're talking about the joy, the kind of joy that gives you confidence and assurance and comfort in every situation. Let's go back to verse 19. I want to read the last part of the verse that says, "And to overcome all the power of the enemy." We're talking about Satan. He is under our feet. But you have to take the time to find out the promises that God has given you, and then apply the promises through your words and actions over the circumstances. It says, "To overcome all the power of the enemy, nothing will harm you." I don't care how ugly the situation may look, how desperate you may feel in this earth realm, you have the solution in God's word. Just find out what the word of God says and speak the solution over that situation. Last verse, verse 20, I want to read the last part of the verse. It says, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Amen and amen. We have eternal life in Jesus Christ. All right, let's continue with the next biblical citation. Go to the book of James, chapter 1. We're going to read verses 2 through 4. 2 through 4, James. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." Why can we find joy, listener? Because we have a solution in Jesus. Verse number 3, "Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance," or patience. Verse number 4, "Let perseverance," or patience, "finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete in Christ, not lacking anything." So when we take the time to study God's word and then apply God's word, we will never stumble. We will always be victorious over all of Satan, his demonic assignments, and anything else that try to come against us. Let's continue with 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. 1 Peter 1:6-8 says, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Now, before we go to verse number 7, why can we rejoice in tribulations, trials, and tests? Because they are only temporary, listener. Again, because we have the solution in the promises of God. This is what brings us joy, knowing that there is nothing that can come against us and be victorious. All right, verse number 7 says, "These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Verse number 8, "Though you have not seen him," referring to Jesus, "you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with the inexpressible and glorious joy." Family, in summary, joy is found in knowing the Word of God and applying the promises of God to our life daily. Don't allow the lies of Satan that appear real to turn your focus on the challenges of life. Instead, look to the solution, which is Jesus, who paid for all of our victories with his life, death, and resurrection. Christians, our joy comes each and every morning because the promises of God never fail. Now let's move on to the third fruit of the born-again spirit, which is peace. This time I will define the word from the New Westminster Dictionary of the Bible. Peace in the Hebrew is the word shalom. S-H-A-L-O-M, translated to be complete or sound, representing a state of complete harmony, including safety, security, welfare, prosperity, health, contentment, and cessation from war. Under the New Testament, the word denotes the inner poise and tranquility of the Christian believer who, because he knows God's grace through Christ and is assured of God's continued care, meets even the hardest experiences of life with unbroken joy and quiet trust. We are living in critical times, and in the natural, it seems that Satan is winning the war against mankind. All we have to do is listen to the news to hear about stealing, killing, and destroying on a daily basis, all instigated and perpetrated by Satan, who deceives the whole world. Let's read the supporting scripture for my comments. Please turn to the book of John. I will be reading from the New King James Bible. John 10:10. Jesus is speaking. "The thief, aka Satan, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, Jesus, have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Let's turn to the book of Revelation. Revelation 12:9 says, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil, and Satan who deceives the whole world. He, Satan, was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Now, family, I want you to take note. It is Satan who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to deceive the whole world, Christians and non-Christians alike. And his whole purpose is to get mankind against the living God. We are in a spiritual war, and we must know what to say and do to keep Satan out of our lives. Let's continue with the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 6:10-13. Verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, I want to stop there before I go on to verse 11, because I want to emphasize this word strong, strong in the Lord. How can we be strong in the Lord? By knowing our rights in Jesus. Again, that means we are responsible for reading the word, studying the word, and then applying God's holy word to our life. I also want to emphasize this word power, power of his might. How can we apply the power of our Savior's might in our lives? By speaking the promises of God found in the Holy Bible over the situations of life. This is very important, family. We must do faith confessions daily. So find those verses that speak to your heart and speak that word over your life in the good times and in the bad times. Let's continue with verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God. And the armor of God includes God's truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or schemes of the devil. Verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Last verse, 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Oh, family, I'm out of time. Please come back next week as we continue our study on the fruit of the born-again spirit. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.